Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina at the Grove Park Inn, and I'm with Jeff Mocco, one of the NFA members. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
You're a partner in Mocco Floors based up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and you also have an operation in Fort Myers on the west coast of Florida called Hattinger. So talk first, how's business doing?
Well, we've got our first quarter in. We're up in every single category. We do a big commercial business, so that's up. New construction is up. Replacement remodel is up. We're up straight across the board. Very happy.
Well, that's good to hear. Your Wisconsin business is doing actually better than Florida, right?
Well, you know, I think it's a toss-up. Our commercial business in Wisconsin is really through the roof, but I bet you by the end of this year, our Florida store will be our number one store in the company.
And as you look at the remainder of this year, are you feeling like it's going to continue to be one of your best years?
I think so. Unless we see some dramatic change, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the election. But right now, all of our indicators are up, up, up. Again, unless we see some major stumbling block, we're going to finish with our best year by far. And frankly, that's ahead of last year, which was then our best year by far. So we're pleased.
You know, as we talk to other flooring retailers, we hear kind of a mixed bag. But most people are talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-5% growth. So why do you think you're doing so well?
You know, that's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with the marketing program that we set out to do years ago. We always have something on sale for sure, but we want to get shorter and more ads out with more name recognition. Continue to throw that information out there, so if the consumer's not ready today, when she is ready, she'll remember that she heard our name. We moved all of our locations to very high visibility type residential areas. So again, she may not be in the market today, but when she is, she does remember us. We've been very consistent with our marketing. We don't take time off. We advertise on a year-round basis and very consistently. So we made some investments, and I think now consumers really know our brand, and they are coming back to the market, and they're finding us.
Mm-hmm. So your stores are in the right location, mm-hmm. and prominent residential areas. You're consistently advertising, and you're hammering your brand name. And when you advertise, are you traditional TV or where you spend your money?
Mostly traditional TV. We don't do any print, but almost all traditional TV. We do some radio, but mostly television. And again, Jim Walters is my partner. He does all of our marketing. He loves 15-second spots. Get a lot more of those. And in that time, it doesn't give you a lot of time to sell something, but it does give you time to sell yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what's the promise with the Mocco brand?
Well, we really tout quality. We tout value. I think, you know, we've always been the believer that you can discount certain things, but you can't really discount value. Someone's not going to ask you for a cheaper value. Mm-hmm. They might want a lower price. And so we really tout that what we're going to offer her is a good value. We'll still keep a couple of loss leaders, but for the most part, we're mid to upper price range, and we sell design. All of our stores have interior designers, so we're going to sell a whole service package.
Mm-hmm. So you sell in fashion. So this investment you're making, is it 5-6% of your top line?
You know, once we calculate in rebates and such, it's actually a little bit under 5 now. For the longest, and our volume is up, so that helps too. But at one point, we would consistently look at a 5% advertising budget, but I just looked at it again the other day, and again, Jim does a nice job with finding the value in advertising and really pushing the rebate dollars that we can negotiate through vendors. So we're actually under 5. I looked at the other, it's almost 4% of sales, so I'm pleased with that.
That's good. All right. So let's pick up on something that I talked to Dave Schnitker yesterday, and he was talking, you know, after you did the two-minute drill with the members, mm-hmm. it became evident that hard surface products are outselling carpet. Yep. And so I want to drill into that with you. That's what you're seeing as well, right?
We are. I think it's you know, depending on the part of the country you're in, you know, we certainly sell a lot more carpet, for example, in the north than we do in Florida. But there's no question that hard surface is gaining at the expense of carpet, with LVT and LVP just, you know, without question leading the way. Those two product categories are just, you know, just flying out the door for us.
Are you putting the WPC in that same category?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, wood's still strong with us. About the only category that's struggling, I think, would probably be laminate. But the vinyl products, well, we were doing really well with the vinyl products in Wisconsin. And our Florida folks said, you know, that's not going to work down here. Everybody down here is tile. I said, give it some time. Well, we're just killing it now in Florida with the vinyl products.
What else is different about you got two totally different areas, you know, selling the west coast of Florida and then selling up in Wisconsin. Is there a lot of difference in what you sell in these two separate markets?
I think, again, more carpet in the north, you'll get carpeting in living rooms and carpeting in bedrooms, and in the south, it really, you know, if we get a couple of rooms of carpeting in the bedroom, that's about it. So there is more hard surface in Florida. The big misconception, and I hear this all the time, even in our Wisconsin stores, where we get a salesperson to say, well, people are different in our city, or you can't do that in this town. Well, that's just completely false. And we found that to be the case, that consumers in Florida are the same as they are in Northeast Wisconsin or Iowa or anywhere else. They want good value, and they want good service, and they want to be treated properly. And that's what we go for.
All right. Again, we're here at the NFA meeting. You were president of this organization 5-6 years ago. Do you continue to get a lot out of it?
More than you can imagine. You know, you talked a little bit about our meeting. This year at our meeting, we actually voted for the first time as a group to do television production. So, you know, here's a group of some of the best marketers in the country that are able to pool their money together to do professionally done television spots at a fraction of what it would cost me to do it on my own. So we learn something at every meeting, you know, surrounding ourselves with the leaders in this industry. It's a good group of people to be associated with.
All right, Jeff, it's always good to be with you a day after your birthday, I might add. So happy birthday. Thanks. Again, been talking to Jeff Mocco, who is a partner with Mocco's Flooring, based in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.